Democrats announced yesterday that Representative Donna Seidel, former State Senator John Lehman, and former State Representative Kristen Dexter will run in upcoming recall elections. Seidel will challenge Senator Pam Galloway of Wausau. Lehman will challenge Senator Van Wongard of Racine in a rematch of 2010, when Wongard defeated Lehman. And in another rematch, Dexter will challenge Chippewa Falls Senator Terry Moulton, whom she defeated in a race for state assembly in 2008. Dexter says many of the people who gathered recall petitions in her district were concerned about the Walker administration's changes to Wisconsin's low-income health care programs like Badger Care.
Almost everybody has a neighbor or a friend or a family member that's on Badger Care. And as you know, across the state, 60,000 people are losing Badger Care. 30,000 of them are children, and thousands of them live in the 23rd Senate District.
State Republican Party spokesman Ben Sparks noted that all three Democrats served in the legislature at a time when the economy plummeted, Wisconsin lost jobs, and the legislature raised taxes to balance the budget.
These guys engaged in out-of-control spending binges, which led to Wisconsin's $3.6 billion budget deficit.
All three of these Senate districts are very competitive by the numbers, much more so than some of the seats Republicans held in last summer's recall elections. If Democrats win just one of the seats, they'd win control of the Senate, where Republicans currently hold a slim 17-16 seat majority. Democrats have not announced a candidate to challenge GOP Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. His is the most Republican of the districts up for recall. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.